Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about something that I think every gamer and especially every aspiring game developer has wondered. How much money can a mobile game actually make with 1 million downloads?
Oh, this is the ultimate question, isn't it? The dream. You see that 1 million downloads badge, and you just assume the developer is, you know, swimming in cash.
Exactly. You think it's an automatic success story. But we're looking at a case study from a developer that pulls back the curtain, and it's fascinating. His game is called Endurance, a pixel art sci-fi shooter he made back in 2020.
Okay, Endurance. Got it. So 1 million downloads. This must have been a pretty polished, amazing game, right?
Well, that's the first shocking twist. The developer is brutally honest and says, and I quote, "The game kind of sucks."
What? 1 million downloads for a game the creator admits is bad? How bad are we talking here?
It's pretty wild. The metrics were, in his words, totally bad. Day one retention was around 15%. 15. That means 85% of people who installed it were gone within a day.
That's an abysmal number. So most people hated it immediately. What else was wrong with it?
Oh, the list goes on. The average playtime was just 19 minutes. For a game that's 4 hours long, it had no mid-level saves. The levels were super punishing. The gameplay was repetitive. Even the boss fights were lame.
Wow. So it sounds genuinely frustrating to play. How on earth did it get 1 million downloads and keep anyone playing at all?
This is the magic part. Apparently, the story and the overall atmosphere were really good. He says a lot of players actually stuck around through all those flaws just to see how the story ended. It had heart, you know?
Okay, so it had a soul, even if the body was a bit broken. I'm hooked. Let's get to the numbers. The big one, Android. Over 1 million downloads. What did it earn?
All right, the grand total just from Android was $85,447.
Whoa, $85,000. From the bad game with terrible retention, that's way more than I expected. How did that break down?
It's a really interesting mix. The free version, which has ads, brought in about $38,000 between a couple of ad networks and in-app purchases. But the biggest single chunk was from the paid, premium version of the game on Google Play. That alone made $45,000.
So a huge number of people were willing to pay for it up front. That must mean the game's store page, the art, and the premise were really compelling.
Totally. But here's the real lesson from his story. He says the smartest decision he ever made wasn't anything he did with the game itself. It was what he did after he released it.
Okay, don't leave me hanging. What was the move?
He ported it. Everywhere. He took this flawed gem and released it on Android, iOS, Xbox, Nintendo Switch, Steam, and even HTML5. He put it in front of as many eyeballs as he possibly could.
The diversification strategy. I love it. So, what's the all-time, all-platform grand total?
When you add it all up, the total lifetime revenue for Endurance is $119,179.
Wow. So that's an extra 34 grand just from the effort of porting it. That's a huge boost. I'm curious how those other platforms performed, though.
This is where the numbers get really surprising. iOS did very well, bringing in almost $17,000 from far fewer downloads. And then there's Xbox, which pulled in a shocking $13,000 over the years.
$13,000 on Xbox for a port of an old mobile game? That's incredible. What about the others, like Switch and Steam?
Nintendo Switch brought in a respectable $3,000, but Steam was a huge letdown for him. It only made, wait for it, $625.
$600? Are you kidding me? That's it? Everyone treats Steam like it's the promised land for indie developers. That's almost nothing.
I know, and HTML5 was even less, just $150. But that's his whole point. He says surviving as an indie dev isn't always about making one massive hit. It's about making one decent thing and making it available everywhere.
I understand the philosophy, but I have to push back just a little. I mean, the time and effort it takes to port a game to a new platform, is it really worth it for a return of just $625 on Steam? That couldn't have even covered the time investment, right?
That's a totally fair challenge. And I'm sure in the moment he was really disappointed, but I think his view is more zoomed out. The game, even today, in 2025, still brings in a few hundred dollars every single month. Those tiny streams, the $150 from HTML5, the $625 from Steam, they all add up over time. It's not about a quick payout. It's about creating a long-term resilient asset.
I see. So it's about the cumulative effect, those small streams adding up to a river over many years. Okay, I can get on board with that logic. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. And beyond the money, he talks about what the game gave him. He said he built it with heart before AI tools could solve a bug in 30 seconds. He spent days stuck on problems, but he pushed through and released a full, complete experience, as messy as it was.
You can really feel the pride he has in it. It wasn't just a product. It was a testament to his perseverance, a milestone in his journey.
Absolutely. He says it paid some bills and funded his future projects. But most importantly, it gave him something no spreadsheet or KPI ever could. Confidence.
So the big takeaway isn't just a financial one. It's that finishing something, even something imperfect, and putting it out into the world has immense value in itself.
You've got it. His advice to other indie devs is just perfect. Don't wait for perfection. Make something you care about. Release it, learn from it, and port it. Because if it's real, people will feel that. And 5 years from now, it might still be sending you money. What a fantastic story.
It really is. A flawed game earning over $100,000 and launching a developer's confidence and career. That is truly inspiring.
Couldn't agree more. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next one.
Goodbye.